producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, coming from a sunny Southside Fargo Flag Family Studios. And I guess a couple of things that are on my mind that are commonsensical and a little whimsical. How many of you out there, and this, I had this discussion last night. How many of you out there are up for an ISIS vacation? Is what I want to ask. And I'm going to tell you why I'm asking that. How would you feel about, and social media has been blowing up about this, about ISIS sending out on social media painting this rosy picture for our young folks and for folks that may not know about, you know, what's going on over there in the Middle East, how there. I saw this horrible, horrible story yesterday about the ISIS soldiers beheading the folk. They took over this town in Iraq, and they were beheading folks. There was this horrible story about these two brothers, very young. One of them got away, and he had to watch while his brother was beheaded. They gouged their eyes. It's just horrible. But ISIS on social media is like promoting themselves as being this great bastion for folks that want to follow Allah. I mean, they're showing the rosy, sunny depiction of this. And two Austrian teenagers, I think one is 17, one is 15, they fell for, you know, two silver-tongued jihadists. And they basically wrote their parents a goodbye letter that said, "See you later. We're done with, you know, your restrictive parenting and all of that stuff. And we're going to go and serve Allah because Allah is good. Allah is great." And so they took off. They left. Now they want to come back. And this is in Austria. Austria says, "Nope. You made your bed, you lie in it." And these two, and the twist with these two girls is the fact that they're now pregnant. So apparently they missed the fact that these guys over there, these jihadists, these ISIS folks, these Sharia law enforcers, treat women pretty much like cattle. Worse even. I think they have more respect for cattle than they do for their women. But apparently these two girls said, "See you, Mom, see you, Dad, see you, Austria. We're going to, you know, on an ISIS vacation." Now they want to come back. They're like, "Wow, we had no idea." And Austria says, "No." I say kudos to Austria for not allowing them to just waltz back into, you know, Austria and like nothing ever happened. They basically say that, you know, you made your bed, you lie in it. So there you go. I think that we need that. And Michelle Bachmann is exploding this idea that you do that. We have folks from right here in America, kids, young folks that are indoctrinated. that want to go over there and fight for ISIS and then come back. And Michelle Bachmann is saying, you know, you do that, your passport is revoked, your citizenship is revoked, so you can't come back. Period. and I want to know how you feel about that, because in my discussion last night, some folks thought I was a little hard-hearted, a little harsh, because I don't feel sorry for these two girls. I mean, if you are that far into Rio Linda that you don't understand that these folks do not hold women in the highest esteem, the highest regard, and I guess they see that now. I mean, if the pictures and the videos and all of the other social media depicting how horrible and brutal these folks are didn't shock your senses, then maybe, you know, maybe this will wake folks up. Maybe seeing these two, this story about these girls will jog something in the heads of the young folks over here in America and Australia and Britain that think that if they go over there and they fight for Allah, they fight for ISIS, it's a rosy, rosy outlook. Their futures are pretty much bright. The sky's the limit, that sort of thing. Maybe they'll rethink that if they know that they can't just come right back to good old America or good old Austria, where you actually have it pretty good. Anyway, so folks thought that I was a little hard-hearted because I said, no, they made their bed. It was a stupid, stupid thing to do, in my opinion. But, you know, that's what you chose, so there you go. The only caveat is that these are really, really young girls. I think one is 17, one is 15, but still, you can't have folks just going, you know, over there, doing whatever they're going to do, and then coming back to their country of origin like nothing ever happened. I say kudos to Austria, and, you know, again, you make your man July in it. Is that a little harsh? 855-200-1776, extension 2, to join the conversation. Do you think I'm a little hard-hearted? Do you think that's harsh? Should Austria allow these two teenage girls to come back? And what are you going to do about the kids? I mean, they're pregnant now. The fathers probably are going to want to see them. I don't even know how that would work. This is ISIS we're talking about. It works in the mafia. You join them, you can't just get out, you know? you be like, you know what, this is a little harsh. I don't want to participate anymore. No, you're in it for the long haul. Anyway, I want your opinion on that. And I think I'll ask the Golden Girls that question also. Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, they're going to be here at 8:20 on ISIS Vacation, where you go over, you experience all that is great about Sharia law. And then you come back to your country of origin like nothing ever happened. So there you go. I don't know. A listener called me yesterday and told me this, and I knew this. I did not realize that this is happening today. Tyranny and taxes. The unreformable IRS. Have you heard about the movie? And this is an expose of the IRS. And it's hitting theaters nationwide. It's going to be playing here in Fargo, as a matter of fact, down at West Acres. I think it's at 7:00, but it's Unfair, exposing the IRS, that movie. One night only event. If you don't have a ticket, you need to grab one and check this movie out. I don't know why. I thought this was like a week from now. And so I haven't really been talking about it, and it hasn't gotten a lot of traction. So, and I'm a bit remiss about that. But if you are able, you know, to go over and purchase a ticket, go to West Acres, check this movie out. I've heard nothing but the greatest reviews about this movie. Seriously, the IRS is is easily one of, if not the most despised government agencies in the United States. And that's for good reasons. I mean, we all have IRS horror stories, or we've heard an IRS horror story. The current congressional investigations into the IRS and that impact on the 2012 general elections is still going on. This movie highlights a lot of the corruption that goes on in the IRS. There's a lot of folks, there's a huge movement to abolish the IRS. So, if you haven't grabbed the ticket, if this is the first you've heard of this, I think it's well worth the, I don't know what the ticket cost is, but I think it's well worth the cost of the ticket to go to this movie and check it out. Anyway, when we come back, Ellen Ratner, Blanchita Cullum, news, we're going to discuss the news from the left and the right, get the views fair and balanced when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We are are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Call-in numbers are simple, and as always, 855-217-76. If you want to jump into the conversation, extension 2 will get you there. Right now, I have Ellen Ratner and Blanky DeCullum on the Common Sense Club, and we're going to talk a little common sense. I love it when you guys drop in because you add a little a common sense to my regular scheduled program. So thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
We try.
We try. A couple of questions, and I tend to bloviate, so stop me if you heard this one. One, the CDC director. You think he should resign, I mean, over the victim shaming that went on a couple of days ago and the fact that basically we are not prepared and they're basically saying that the protocols need to be changed, folks need to be schooled up on proper protocols, that sort of thing, the lapse and
wait a second. One, he used a public health term, so he did not shame people, even though the right wing is doing that. Number two, the government of the United States of America, everybody from Obama to the Congress, has a responsibility in their legislation to say how the money that the CDC gets should be spent and used. And that has not been done because our government, no matter whether you go to the executive branch or the legislative branch, has totally been absent in this.
Well, I think you wrote an interesting article, Ellen, about the fact that we're really, one of the things that we do very much agree on is that right and left don't have enough depth in handling the scope of not just this one, but there are a couple of other viruses that we're not focusing on. Chikungunya, which Ellen knows about, and the enterovirus, which is hitting kids. And instead of having a scare tactic by the journalists and by the public, which is legitimate, okay, we should be having more investigation into where are the areas, what's going on, what can we do, what's being treated. I mean, there's a wall to the 15 scientists that dealt with the polio virus. I think we need to be a little bit more on the ground with this.
Do you think that, and I heard this the other day, that the sequester, the budget cuts and things like that are the blame for the CDC not being, you know, as up to speed as they should be?
It depends on how you slice the money. So some people are saying the CDC got more than Obama asked for, but then there's the whole issue of is the same dollars the same amount because of inflation, et cetera. So that's sort of one way of slicing it. The other is where do they put the money, as I brought up initially, and that has got to be, you know, it's one thing to deliver a pile of money, be it to the State Department or to any of our departments, education or whatever. It's another. Congress has an obligation, as does the executive branch, on how this money is spent. And that is where, as Blanketa pointed out, the press is just falling down on the job, and they're also not looking at other viruses, these other two viruses that are huge and a big problem.
I would suggest to you also, real quickly, Leon, is that we have a problem with government agencies in general, and right now I don't care which one it is, you pick one, anyone, they're all kind of screwed up. And I would say to you, it would be very important to have a review of what's going on at the CDC right now and how really effective they are on a number of fronts, because I would suggest, my guess would be if they did an investigation, they'd find out they're dropping the ball big time.
Well, I'm not so sure I'm going to agree with Blanketa on that. I am going to say that if you did an investigation, there is little congressional oversight and executive branch oversight in terms of how, what kind of research they're doing, where they're doing their research, where they're doing their prevention.
That's what I'm saying, Ellen. That's what I'm saying. You and I actually do agree, because the thing of it is, there is very little congressional oversight and presidential oversight. Right now, if they drop the ball, and people are asleep at the switch on this one, it's going to look bad for both sides of the aisle. It's going to look bad for the president, who makes a speech and goes out and plays golf. And it makes it look bad for members of the Congress that are too busy out there running for re-election. So, you know, it's everybody putting their own interests first ahead of the health and well-being of the American people. And if the CDC is dropping the ball, you know, we're in bad shape.
I would think, though, that our protocol for handling highly infectious diseases like this would be right in their wheelhouse, though. I mean, I would think that, you know, especially when we're talking about the enterovirus or Ebola, that the folks that would have the best handle on this would be the guys and gals at the CDC.
Let's look at their mandate. I mean, their mandate is also prevention, and one of the things that has been sort of filtering through the press lately is suicide, not only of citizens, but of citizens who happen to be in the military. That is also one of their goals. So what Congress and the executive branch has to do is get together and say, this is most important, this is second important, this is third important, rank them, and then look over, oversight, what kind of research are they doing, what kind of prevention are they doing, et cetera.
And that brings up another.
You know, you can have a top five and have enough money to do it if they're doing it smart.
And that brings up another point I wanted to chat with you girls about. The fact that we're sending these 3,000 soldiers over, do you really think that we have adequately trained them on how to protect themselves from contracting this disease? If the healthcare workers.
We know that they didn't do a very good job with that poor nurse that contracted it. And one of the other nurses that said basically she had 30 minutes to learn how to do this. Honestly, this is too much of a crisis to mess around. And frankly, do we really need to have the military go over there? I'm not sure that's what they signed up to do. We've got a situation in Baghdad that's blown up, and I think our priorities are kind of screwed up.
One quick question to end with. I don't know if you've heard about the two Austrian teenagers that went over, that married these two jihadists.
Yep.
Do you think that Austria should allow them to come back, or do you think that they made their bed?
Are they sleepers? Are they saying, oh gosh darn, I made a boo boo?
It depends. If they're being watched. And are they going to be tried in Austria? Are they being watched? You know, I don't have a problem with people coming back home as long as we know they can't cause any more trouble. And, in fact, sometimes it's better to have these people at home where we can watch them than over there where we can't.
She's nice.
They are 17. They are 17 and 15.
She's so much nicer than me. Yeah. I would say, nope. I wouldn't allow it. And what
how do you allow it? How many mistakes did we make when we were 15 and 17?
Alan, you know that we were both perfect.
I'm positive you guys didn't go off and enjoy.
Maybe Leon had a couple more mistakes.
I just had my 45th high school reunion this weekend, and none of us were perfect.
I wasn't perfect, but I never picked up arms against my country, and I never joined a terrorist organization. So there you go. Thank you, Blanquita. Thank you, Ellen, for coming on the show. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
We're back. We are back. I am your host for the Common Sense Pub, Leon Francis, right here in sunny Southside Fargo. It's pretty nice out today. It's beautiful out. And I'm wondering how nice it is out there in Watford City, where my next guest is. I think you're in Watford City. We're going to talk about the new location out there, the University of Mary location, their new location out there in Watford City. Rachel Brash is the Director of Graduate Admissions at the University of Mary. And one of the things, the topics that we're going to be discussing today is the new Watford City location. So I want to welcome Rachel to the Common Sense Club.
I still don't have Rachel.
Oh. Okay, well, well, I guess what we'll do in the meantime is play the game. Where is Kim Jong-un? Nah, no, I'm kidding. We're not going to do that. We're trying to reconnect with Rachel now, and we'll talk a little bit about this new Watford City location for the University of Mary. Now, okay. So, Rachel, I don't know if you heard my intro. What I was saying is, you guys have a brand new location out there in Watford City. This is the University of Mary. And, are you out there at the Watford City, location now, or are you in Bismarck?
I am calling from Bismarck this morning.
Okay, good deal. It's beautiful in Bismarck, I guarantee, anyway. So, there you go. That's my Southern coming out in me. My apologies. Anyway, so I love when we have folks on from the University of Mary, because I think that especially the workforce development classes that you guys have out there are so needed in this area. We see businesses popping up left and right here, huge businesses, huge corporations like Microsoft and the oil industry. So I think that you guys are providing a much, much needed service, and my hat's off to you. University of Mary, just in case you don't know, is a private Catholic university. It's based in Bismarck. They have they have campuses in 5 other states, 2 other countries, and now they have a location in Watford City. So I'm just going to let Rachel tell us a little bit about this new location.
Yeah, thank you. We're really excited about being in Watford City. I've been going up there for about a year and a half now, just meeting with businesses and finding out what their needs are. How do we serve such a an interesting time in our state. How do we be a part of that and help our state grow and help those people in that area? And so what we're doing now is we're going to be starting to offer classes, undergraduate business courses, starting October 27th, about 2 weeks from now. And they're night courses, and they're accelerated, and that's really because they're built for the adult learner. And we're going to be doing one at a time, and these types of courses are things that the community has specifically told us that they want. That's what we're rolling out with. So we're doing things like organizational behavior, principles of management, project management, operations management, because what we're finding out there is that there's so many great people who are working hard, and they're getting promoted, or they're finding out that their skill sets just need to be expanded a little bit. And those companies doing the educational lift with everything else that's on their plates can be pretty difficult, but yet that employee development part is so important. And so we are the partner that can be out there where they are. We don't want them to necessarily have to go online if they don't want to be. We want to be there in the Bakken so we understand what's going on. We're part of the environment out there. And so, we're really excited about it.
And I can tell that you're excited about it. And the folks with businesses out there, I know that there are concerns with high turnover rate, and you know, folks they were looking for a partnership with the University of Mary, especially when it pertains to workforce development, because you lose so many people. You know, the turnover rate is kind of high, and you guys act sort of like the liaison between the kids, the workforce, and I guess you wouldn't call them kids, because it's like you said, you're marketing toward a more adult what would you call it, demographic, with the mm-hmm. night courses and that sort of thing. But you guys are really feeling the need here for companies like Bobcat and Microsoft, and I mean, just a ton of new industries. And we have this new plant going up out there in you know, out west. And so I'm positive the University of Mary will be turning out graduates to fill the need out there also.
That's right. And here's the great thing about going back to school. You know, once you've been out in the workforce for a little bit, is that we can work with you to make sure that you get the courses that you need in a way that you can take them. And so maybe if you have some old military credits, we can take those. We give credit for life experience. So we can find a degree path for you so that you can complete. And so you're not only getting some great courses that are going to help you in your job, and help you perform better and help your company, but we can get you that bachelor's degree, which is so critical. And it's such a, it's such a life-changing event, right, to be able to graduate from college. And so we want to be a part of that process.
I was going to ask about that. Say you got a young, well, not so young, but Leon Francis, and he's been working at, you know, I don't know, Bobcat. He came in on the ground floor. You know, he's been there a couple of years. He knows pretty much all of the workings of the equipment on the floor. But now he's thinking about stepping up into a management position. You know, is that something that the University of Mary could help a young Leon Francis facilitate or obtain?
That is exactly what we're there for. That's what we're really finding out in that area is people want to grow and they want to move up and they want to do different things. And so what we do is we sit down and we say, okay, tell me about your previous education. What do you like to do? What have you done in your work? What type of experience do you have there? Okay, and now once we have all that information, we're going to create a specialized, customized degree plan for you. And so that way we will figure out the fastest and most effective way, right, most cost-effective way to graduate with that degree. And the great thing about it is that you're going to have an advisor with you every step of the way to make sure that you have that support system as you move through those courses, because it's a big effort. People already have a lot on their plate. And so when they think about, well, can I really add school onto everything else in my life? And the answer is yes, because we will make sure that the courses that we provide to you can be done. These courses are not meant for somebody who doesn't work during the day. This is really meant for somebody who's putting in a lot of hours, doing a lot of things. Yeah. And that's why we want to make sure that scholar practitioner approach, right, that applicability component is so important. That's what higher education has to be, is you have to know how to apply it, right? Theory is
Absolutely.
Really good, and you need that foundation, but let's figure out how you apply that and how can you make a difference in your job today.
Oh, man, yeah, that sounds great. So do you have, like, a management a course for, like, media relations or radio talk show host or something in that? You know, I'm kidding. But I do want you to okay, you have this new satellite campus out there in Watford City. What are some of the classes that are being offered out there?
We are going to start on the 27th with organizational behavior. It's a great course for people in management, just to understand management theory and be able to kind of put together what they experienced, right, into something more formal to help them understand how organizations work. And then after that, we're going to roll into a principles of management course. This is one of our foundational courses for our business administration degree. So we're going to offer that. And then also we're going to go into some different areas of business. From there on out, starting in February, we're going to have a class called Information Systems for Leaders to help them understand how to use technology effectively, right, within their job.
Okay.
We'll do project management, which is so critical, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jobs. Is how do you really do good project management, and how do you help your team get to be good project managers? And then starting in May already, way out to 15, we're going to be offering operations management. And that's things like supply chain management, understanding logistics, providing that foundational component.
And one other question I have for you is, and I really want to get this out to all of the folks that are listening now that, maybe thinking, well, maybe they don't offer something that I could utilize. Can you tell the folks some of the business, partnerships that you guys over there at the University of Mary, have fostered?
Oh, absolutely. We have business partnerships are the key component to what we do, because if we can't serve the companies that are looking for employees and looking to grow their employees, as an educational institution, we failed in a way, right?
Right.
Higher education has to be relevant. And so with the business partnerships that we form, they have a wide range. You mentioned already that we work with Doosan. We work with Microsoft. Out there, we're working with MBI. We're working with McKinsey County Healthcare. We're also working with the city. Watford City, so both private and public sector. Here in town, in Bismarck, we're working with Basin and MDU. And so you'll really see that it's a wide variety of organizations that we've partnered with. And the great thing about those business partnerships is that we sit down and say, okay, what are your educational needs as an organization? Like you said, turnover is a big thing, right? So, okay, if we want to decrease your turnover by 5%, for some of these companies, that equals out to millions of dollars. That's huge. And so we sit down and say, okay, how do we be your partner in that? What skill sets do you need your employees to be in? What timeline? And we can create a customized schedule. So if there's people out in Watford City that say, hey, my company needs X, Y, and Z, well, then let's talk about that and let's get something on the docket and let's get it going. That's the
absolutely
wonderful part about being a private institution is that flexibility.
Brasher.
And that's Rachel Brash, Director of the Graduate Admissions at the University of Mary, out there at their new location in Watford City. We'll be right back right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience, massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back. I am your host, for the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, broadcasting live from sunny Southside Fargo. I have a special guest on today because there's just a number of things I want to discuss with him, not the least of which is a phenomenal rant I heard this morning when we were talking about Obama's America and the difficulties that Americans are finding across the country with just paying their rent. So I want to welcome Scott Hannon, the original chairman of the Common Sense Club, to the Common Sense Club. How you doing, Scott?
I'm great, Leon. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing. I am awesome.
You're green. Why are you green?
I'm a little envious. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. I'm going to let you do that. But you had the opportunity to interview one of my heroes. So we're going to just let that hang out there. And I want you to tell the folks about what got you on that rant last night. I mean, this morning.
Well, first of all, he's talking about Sarah Palin, who was in North Dakota last night. One of our listeners called a few months ago and said, did you ever interview Sarah Palin on the show? And I said, well, we'll reach out to her and we'll line that up. We actually interviewed Sarah last night in Williston, where she was at for the Trinity Christian School annual banquet, and had a fabulous time. The rant you heard this morning wasn't necessarily connected with the visit to Sarah Palin, other than to say she was telling a story about her and her husband, and we talked about this in the interview you'll hear on the show today, about how they have conversations around the dinner table about her mantra of all these God-given resources and what we do with them. And Todd, her husband, who was along and is a really neat guy, Todd, sort of scolded her after one of these speeches and said, you know, the God-given resources are great, but God doesn't just give them to them so they're just there. It takes hard work to use them. So the God-given resources combined with the God-given talent is the real formula. Right? And
right.
That was a pretty good conversation. So that stuck in the back of my head when I saw this story today about how all this growing number of Americans are struggling to make their rent payment. Okay? And my first thought was, well, come to North Dakota and you won't have to worry about making the rent payment. Right? Not that we don't have a few challenges in that a rising tide lifts all boats, and that isn't always the case for our senior population, right? So that's a little bit of a challenge there. But we're dealing with that without question. But for the most part, look, you're going to make more money here. Is the rent going to cost you more? Yeah, but you're going to make more, right? And meanwhile, the rest of America, what I would call the Obamatrons, right? And Sarah Palin made this point last night. She said, we'll be done with Obama soon, but we're not done with the people who voted him in twice. There's the real challenge. And I say that all the time. To me, it's wasted breath when I'm complaining about Obama because he's done his damage. He's on his way out. What worries me is how many takers are there in America and how many makers are there? And if we believe the election results of the last two times, at least more takers are in the game participating than makers are. Okay? And that's a very dangerous path. So on this rent thing, here's the deal. I think that the takers have got what they bargained for. They wanted to be on the dole. They wanted Obama to take care of them cradle to grave, give them cell phones, give them health care, give them. And now they're sitting there saying, oh, this economy is so bad I can't afford rent. Who in the world aspires to afford rent? Who in the world aspires to afford rent? I mean, for crying out loud, if our bar is to say I want to be able to afford rent, we're in a world of hurt. And you know what? It's not going to come from a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or any political party or politician. Hope springs eternal, and I hope folks find it. But I hope they're able to see the forest through the trees to know if you're sitting there struggling to make rent and really hoping that, your lot in life will get better or somebody will take the Senate or the House or this person will win or that person will win so you can afford rent, your bar is too low, baby. Your bar is way too low. That's not the America we know and love. Renting and being able to afford rent is not the spirit of our founding fathers or those that homesteaded this country. Our great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. I mean, my gosh, that's what set me off. But as soon as you call that a rant, nobody wants to hear it. See, probably nobody heard this. Because you said it was a rant. I didn't think it was a rant. I just thought it was, kind of a connect-the-dots moment. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and I totally agree with you. If your bar is to make rent, my bar, and I thought that most Americans were in this camp, is to home ownership, you know, to carve out your little piece of the pie in the American dream. You know, that's my whole thing. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, pay rent by piecing together a couple of subsidies and a minimal amount of sweat equity. No, I want that big house like Scott Hannon. I want, you know, that's my aspiration. I want to use my God-given talents and the resources here in North Dakota to make sure
you also are a businessman now. You got the Fargo Tech thing going and cranking. And by the way, that big house was easy to pay for when I worked for a big company, but not so easy to pay for when I decided to go on my own. And there's been times I thought, you know, it's time to put a for sale sign in front of that house. So that's not easy, but it's building something, right? It's saying I'm going to strive for something different. I'm going to risk some things. It's extraordinarily important. And to me, it is America. And you know what? It's happening here every day in a big way. Yesterday, $4 billion announcement, more coming with that came from, it's happening here now. So, if you want to build the American dream, you can do it here, baby.
Absolutely, and we definitely need to talk about that new facility that's going up out there. And I think Scott and Todd are going to tackle that issue and many, many more on what's on your mind coming up right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key.
Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to pearlflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's pearlflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.